Hello there, ladies and gentlemen, dodos and dinos alike. My name is Jared, and with me today is the dodo, the wonderful Faith.
Hi.
How are we doing today, baby girl?
Good.
Excellent. We will be your hosts for the episode. We are honored and grateful you have joined us here at our table. Today, we're at the kids' table, where we're going to be looking at Dodos Riding Dinos. Designed by Ruben Hernandez, artwork created by Ivan Escalante, and co-published by Detestable Games and Draco Studios. Faith, would you like to tell us how to play this game?
Sure. Dodos Riding Dinos is a competitive 1-8 player game.
Mm-hmm. With Mario Kart style. It's got a very Mario Kart style to it, that's right.
It does. Mm-hmm. The goal of the game is to be the first one to cross the finish line after mm-hmm. you've gone all the way around the track. To begin each round, all players will choose a card from their hand.
Simultaneously.
This is done in secret. Once all players have their cards down on the table, face down, you all flip over simultaneously.
Yep.
The cards on the table will either be blue or red.
And what's on these cards?
What's on these cards are there's one side that has movement. Mm. That's how much spaces you get to go each round.
And what about the other side?
The other side has a special ability on that card. If two red cards are played, two or more. If two or more are played, then, they're canceled. Period.
That's right.
You only get the movement.
And usually, they're stronger cards, so that means the movement's less and the ability's stronger, right?
Uh-huh.
So you gotta be careful about when you play those cards.
Like, one time, there was, a card that was, get 6 movement, and I forget what else it was, but it said get 6 movement.
Yeah.
If you get this.
If you do a certain thing. But it was on the ability side, it wasn't on the movement side.
Yeah. And it only gave you 0 movement.
Yep, that's right.
So, yeah. So then, red cards are more aggressive, so you gotta be really careful when you play them.
That's right. So then, what happens after that? Is there a turn order?
There is a turn order. The first player will resolve their movement, and if it's a red card, they won't do their ability. If two or more are played.
But if their ability has not been canceled, they go ahead and do their ability as well.
They will go ahead and do their ability. But before you do your ability.
And this is good.
People can say, hey, I want to play a green card, which is a reaction card. It will either cancel the effect, it'll give you something, stuff like that.
Sure. Very good.
And then, if the green card did not cancel it, then they will go ahead and do their ability.
And they'll move their spaces as well.
And they'll move their spaces, yes.
Yep.
But you have to move your spaces before you do your ability.
That's true. And now, Faith, what might some of these abilities look like?
Well, some of these abilities might allow you to throw a cute little token.
What? You get to throw things in this game?
You sure do.
Okay, tell me about it.
So, what you will do is you'll have your movement.
Yep.
And then you'll have the ability. It'll say either throw an egg, which how you throw an egg is you place it on your player's space. You can only use your pointer finger or whatever finger mm-hmm. you use to flick.
No thumb.
Yep.
No power.
You can only use this. You have to shoot it at whatever, at what you are pointing at.
One of your opponents, typically.
One of your opponents. If this egg bounces off an opponent and hits you, it still counts.
You could damage yourself. You gotta be careful with your explosiveness. So there's not just eggs, though, right?
There's not just eggs, though.
What else you got?
There's the meteor, which you hold your hands straight over the board. Eye level, and you will let the meteorite fall from your hands.
Okay.
Whoever it hits, including yourself, will get damage.
So true.
Like, everything gives damage. all of these tokens give damage.
Usually. And there's usually, they're always, it's very clear on the cards what they do.
Yes, okay. It is.
All right.
There's the feather, which you hold it about a foot off the table, like right here. And you will use your hand to throw it onto the game.
It's like a light toss. Yeah. What about the banana?
Ooh, the banana is fun. You hold it in your hand, elbow on the table. You can only use your wrist to throw it.
And then is there one more?
There's the log.
Ah.
That was a fun one.
It's a very interesting one.
You'll hold it in your hands above your racer.
Yep.
And your fingertips have to touch your racer.
Yep.
They have to.
And you'll roll the log off behind.
And you'll roll the log off behind.
Trying to hit.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So what happens when
you
damage
someone,
these dinosaurs?
Yeah. If you hit someone, or if you hit their little dinosaur, if you hit them, then they will take damage. It'll say how much damage on the card it is. But you're probably wondering, what is damage? Well, damage is the cards in your hand. So, say you have like two cards left, and somebody hits you with...
Let's say three damage.
It's three damage, you got a token, it hits you.
Yep.
You only have two cards left in your hand.
Bummer.
You have to discard your entire hand, and then move back three spaces.
Not good.
And then drop five new cards.
Yep.
That is called recovering if you lose all the cards in your hand.
That's right. And you lose your turn as well, right?
You lose your turn as well.
What can you do? It's like spinning out in Mario Kart.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Except for there's no person to come and lower down and get you.
So, you know, play continues like this for a number of rounds until somebody crosses the finish line, right?
Yes.
And
you have to be one space ahead of the finish line to be able to cross it.
It's just one lap, no multi-laps or anything like that. And
but they're big. They're like huge.
Yeah. I mean, I remember us talking about how we weren't sure if one lap was going to be enough, but it ended up being a good amount of time.
It was.
So, Faith, is there anything else that you need to tell us as far as understanding how to play just from a general overview point?
I think so.
Okay, what do you want to tell us?
There is one thing I would like to add.
Okay.
There are two different boards.
Ooh, and they're both double-sided.
They're both double-sided, yes. There's one regular board, and then if you flip it over, there's a lava side.
Whoa.
And there are special effects to all but the first board.
You mean there's special effects?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, I thought I heard you say special effects. It's okay. So go ahead and tell us. Like, you don't have to go into specifics about each one, but...
There's these little fire hexes. Mm-hmm. Hexes are spaces.
Yep.
There's these little fire hexes, and you can choose on your turn if you're by one, and your movement goes past one. Do you want to stop there and move up there? Or do you want to keep going?
And then there's different ones that'll give, like, shortcuts and things like that.
There is.
And then other things as well. So
there's the really crazy one.
Yeah.
That, it's like split boards.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a split truck. You go around the start to through the race course to the start.
Yep.
And then there's, like, this light beam that you have to bounce to the next one.
Yeah.
And you have to roll to see if you get it.
And the one with stopping and the lava, I believe it also gives you a card if you choose to stop. So it's a way of getting more cards back into your hand, but you're not getting to go. You want to kind of time your movement to where it fits just right. So there's that too. Well, Faith, thank you for telling us how to play. So with that, we can kind of dive in and give some of our thoughts. How's that sound? All right, Faith. So let's get into it. First, I would love to know your thoughts on the artwork of this game.
I think the artwork is super cute. I love the way they designed the boards. The way it feels like an actual racetrack.
True, true.
There are these little arrows that show you which way to go around the track.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's nice that they made two tracks on the board.
Yeah, for different player counts.
Yeah. So that's nice. And then I also like the little cute figurines that you get to be going around.
I have one thing about the components that I'd like to add. Because you and I really haven't played with this part of it, but I think as you get older, we might like more of a challenge. So The game provides you with both
big meeples and little meeples.
That's right. The miniatures and a little meeple. And so, you know, obviously everybody's gravitating towards the miniatures, which are huge. Makes it much easier to hit each other and that sort of thing. But then as you kind of get better at the game, you might want more of a challenge. And so what you can do is you can swap out the miniature for a meeple, which is much smaller and makes the target harder to hit. And I thought that was both a really cute aspect and also a really fun way to give some gameplay variation. So love that creative use of the components. I also love the art style as well, just because it's a really quirky, weird game as far as like creating this mix of racing and dexterity. I was a little skeptical about whether or not they could actually pull off giving it a Mario Kart vibe. But absolutely, that comes through.
It was awesome.
It is super cool.
And I mean, like that. And I've only played Mario Kart World so twice.
Oh, you played a lot more than that.
A lot more than that. No. But I haven't played it very often.
But I love the way the tokens are, how they each have their own way of being used. They're all super cute. And so, yeah, from an artistic perspective, like the minis are great. Like we both said, the art is really cute and kind of has this whimsical kind of feel about it as you're doing this goofy game that doesn't take a super long time. But yeah, I think the art really hit home for both of us.
And that goes into my next question.
Okay, tell me about it.
My question was, which card is your favorite?
Ooh.
I really like Stampede.
Okay.
It's like you get to roll a die.
Yeah.
And you get to go that number of spaces, and then you get to roll another die, and the other people go that number of spaces.
Okay.
But it was really funny, because on the cards, they all have a cute picture, and the Stampede one was all these dinosaurs fighting, and then there's this dinosaur just creeping away.
So, I can't remember the name of the card, but it is funny that we both chose cards that are, like, really chaotic, because you could totally get messed up and everybody else could move a lot farther than you. But our first game of playing with this game, it was me, Faith, and Joy. And I remember you guys were still getting used to the dexterity piece, and I was just running away with it. Like, I was so far ahead. And then when I almost got to the finish line, Joy played this card.
Oh, yeah, that card.
Where she got to swap places with any other racer.
That was, and she was all the way back. Most hilarious card.
I mean, it was so good. Like, I immediately fell in love with the game at that point because I was like, okay, this is good, chaotic fun. Where
it was a red card also.
You're never out of the game. That's so true.
It was so a red card.
Yep, and I kept playing blue ones because I was just trying to be safe. Like, I'm just going to cruise along here to the end. And Joy just stole it from me.
She was just like, okay, Dad's keeping playing blue cards. Faith's keeping playing blue cards.
Well, you ran out of red cards.
Well, I ran out of red cards.
True.
But I'm just going to go along and play my whole red card hand. Because she, like, half of it was.
You're very aggressive.
It was really funny.
But I really like that card just because I love the chaotic nature of this game. This game is not meant to be so seriously taken that you get upset when something happens. Like, it's just good, goofy fun. And I really love that about this game.
Me too. That's
great question.
Really fun.
Yeah. Faith, what would you say is your favorite dexterity component? Like, which one do you like? Do you like dropping the meteor? Or do you like throwing the banana or flicking the egg? What's your favorite?
From past games and from, like, just me liking space, I love the meteor.
Dropping the rocks.
You can go, like, bop. But one thing I learned about a lot of them, actually, is with the banana and with the meteor and the log, for that matter.
Sure.
You gotta make sure it doesn't get stuck in your hand.
Yeah, that's true. No sweaty palms or it's going to really screw it up.
If it gets stuck in your hand, then you could throw it and it could just go plop on the table.
That was one of the struggles y'all had early on, is you were gripping it too tight and it kind of got stuck.
It was just stuck there.
And it would fall, but then it wouldn't fall like the way you wanted it. So I was like, you guys got to loosen up just a little bit.
But I also like the banana.
Yeah, okay.
And Yeah, I think it was the banana and the log. The log was really fun because you rolled it off the back of yours and it could just roll everywhere.
Nice, nice.
But they made it bumpy. Yeah, so that it does roll
like an actual log. I think my favorite's the egg. And just because I'm a big Crokinole fan, I love being able to position my racer to then flick the egg off of multiple other racers. Super fun. I really enjoy that.
There was this one card that you really love. Mm-hmm. You kept playing it and then playing another card that let you take from the discard pile.
Yep.
You took it back up and then played it. It was so much fun.
Yep.
You loved it. It was this card that said, flick an egg of 3 damage. Mm-hmm. For each hit racer, draw a card. And he would just hit it right through the lineup. And that, he loved that card.
Super fun card. Yep, it's true. What would be something that you would say, this is my favorite part of this game?
My favorite part is that all the dinos have these different special abilities.
Nice.
Like, I think my favorite one was, it was this little black dino.
Oh, this one's so annoying.
I know. Everybody thought it was annoying, and I was just living the dream. Whenever you passed someone, you got to draw a card out of their hand.
Yeah.
It was so annoying to everybody, and I just loved it.
Especially when you had all the right cards that you could stay close to the pack, and the pack kept being very tight and passing each other. You just kept collecting cards.
I just kept being like...
super annoying.
Do you remember that one time when I got the 6 red card and nobody stopped me? And then I got 6 Jaces and I passed like every single person. I was like, okay, card, thanks.
Yep, it's true.
But that's one of my favorite
abilities. I love it. That's cool. Yeah, I liked a lot of different abilities. They all felt very unique in the way that they played, but nothing felt super overpowered or anything like that, which is always good.
What was your favorite ability?
I don't know. You know, I was thinking about that while you were talking. I was like, I don't know if I have a favorite. Like, there were several that I really enjoyed.
You really enjoyed the blue one. I can tell.
The which one?
The blue one. The very first game.
The Bronchiosaurus?
Yeah, that one.
Oh, yeah. That's true. That was pretty cool.
What was that ability again?
I think, wasn't that the one that blocked damage?
Oh, yeah. It was like block...
2 damage or something like that.
2 damage or something like that.
It worked out really well because we were playing against the T-Rex, which deals extra damage.
Yeah, so. Joy was the T-Rex, and it was like, okay, play this card and you deal extra 2 damage.
Yeah. So, but I liked playing different style. My favorite part about that is that you can play different styles depending on which dinosaur you pick, and it works out well in a lot of different ways. So I really enjoy that.
Yeah.
One of the things that I really enjoy about this game is that it's good chaotic fun. It has a decent amount of strategy to it, and it doesn't overstay its welcome. Like, I think if this was multiple laps, or if this was something where you were constantly like messing with people to the point that they couldn't cross the finish line, then I think it would get really sour. But it sticks around for the right amount of time where it's good fun. No one feels truly left out. And then when you're done, you can start over again because it plays so quickly. So I'm really impressed by all that in this game.
I also like that it's 8 players.
Yeah, because that's pretty cool.
We brought over a bunch of friends for a game night. Yep. And I was like, I love this. Let's try to play this because it can play up to 8 people. So we had like a bunch of kids there, and I picked out like some of my good friends, and I was like, hey, you want to come play a game? So we played this, and there's this little cute dodo token, and we were all like, you got the dodo, because we learned before that dodo means stupid. So we were all like, you got the stupid whenever it was their turn. Mm-hmm. And he was like, we were like, you got the stupid. And he said, is that a disease or something? But yeah, that was. But yeah, I like that it's family friendly.
Uh-huh.
But you can also play it like a big group of friends if you're looking for a game to play.
Yeah, and I think if I remember that group correctly, everybody in that group was around your age or younger. Mm-hmm. And so you taught the game and did a great job. And everybody felt like they could play. So I love how accessible it is. And then you and I taught it at Tantrum Con to some new people too. So,
and that was like adults.
It's true. So it's very easily accessible. And I really enjoy that. Is there anything about the game that you might not like?
I think that once you've played it a couple of times, The just going around once kind of gets boring.
Really?
Seriously.
Okay, interesting. I don't think I've felt
that. But
that's
just from me.
Yeah.
That's just from me. Okay. But
you want to have a longer game.
I want to have a bit longer game. I played a bunch of long games.
Yeah.
This is a fun short game when you start to know it. But once you get to, like, playing with the little meeples, we haven't done that yet, but once you get to, like, playing it again and again, it kind of gets a bit boring, just the one round.
Are you trying to say that it feels samey? Like, you feel like you're doing the same thing?
Yeah,
I
feel like I'm doing the same thing again and again. So that's why I liked having multiple boards to play with.
The other thing, too, that might fix some of that is there is an expansion for this game. It's
there
a standalone expansion
yes.
called Dodo Dash. We have not played it yet. We do have it. But my understanding is it adds even more chaos.
I hope it does.
I think that might alleviate some of those concerns. I don't really feel like I'm doing the same thing over and over again just because every situation is going to create a new scenario for the dexterity part of it. But I understand that like you are essentially doing the same lap. You're doing the same. I'm throwing the same things. Like at some point, yeah, sure. I can get that. I think for me, one of the things that I don't know that I love as much, I like it way better at higher player counts. At lower player counts, it's it is certainly still
the highest
fun.
Player count.
It can
you
go up to
played
eight.
Out.
We can play up to eight.
I know. I'm saying, what's the highest player count that you played at?
I played it at seven, and I enjoy it way more at a higher count than I do a lower count. So, not to say that you can't have fun at the lower count, but I would want at minimum four to play this game just because it adds so much more to the dynamic. And I think that's what the game is designed to do. So in a way, I appreciate that it goes all the way down in player count, but it is way more enjoyable at the higher player counts.
One time Joy and I played it, just the two of us, and I was like, Joy, I don't really like this. Can we play something else? Yeah,
because
you didn't
agree. I didn't like it
when it was just the two of us.
That makes sense.
It doesn't do that great.
So one thing to keep in mind from an accessibility standpoint, there is a good amount of text for the cards. So like Hope, our five-year-old who can't read yet, can do all the dexterity parts of it okay, but she can't read, so she doesn't know what the cards do. So there is a reading component if you're thinking about whether or not this would be a good fit for your family. But I do think that Faith is right. This game is very family friendly, and it's something that most families could bring to the table and have a great time with.
Also, I mean, like, Hope picked it up pretty great.
She did.
Playing on Mom's team for a bit, Mom just told her, hey, this card does this and this card does this. And then she was able to play it all by herself.
And we would usually do things like, you know, if Hope was playing with Mom, then she would get an extra redo. Or something like that if she didn't touch anything. And so, you know, there's little things like that that you can build in to be able to let them interact and still be able to play. But it's not something we've reviewed a lot of games where she could play by herself. And this is not one of those yet. So,
but adding on to, I really love this game.
Mm-hmm.
This is a great game.
All right. So Faith, any other questions or final thoughts?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, sounds good. Well, with that in mind, what would you rate this game?
I would rate it one thumb up.
It's
a great game.
Okay.
There are a few things I don't really like, which is why I'm really looking forward to playing Dodo Dash to see if, like, there are things that will, like, it'll fix the things that I don't really like.
Okay.
So,
you know, the other thing you could do to fix it is there's nothing keeping you from doing another lap.
Yeah.
So.
But, yeah.
I personally give this game two thumbs up. I think this game is fantastic. I think it's a very accessible dexterity game that still has a game built into it. It's not just a quirky activity. So I really enjoy this one. I would highly recommend it for all families. If you're a gaming group looking for a good dexterity game, I would highly recommend this one because I think that it would fit that. And so I'm excited to keep this one in the collection and try it out more. Well, thank you all so much for listening, watching, however you're consuming this today. If you have feedback or want to give us your thoughts on the game, we would love to hear from you. All the links for how to do that are in the description below or in the podcast, you know, description as well, however you're listening. 5-star reviews, subscribing, thumbsing upping?
I don't think so.
Oh, bummer. Thumbsing upping this video. All the things that we do in 2026 to be able to say, you're doing a great job. We would love that sort of assistance from all of you wonderful listeners out there. And if you would like to discuss further anything that we can be doing to make this content even better, we would love to hear from you. Thanks to Ashley McCaffrey for our cover art, to Alexi Chestelin for the How to Play background music, and to Anna Snyder for the outro music. Join us next week as we head back over to the featured table, where we will be discussing a plethora of small box games. In the meantime, may your dice rolls and your card draws be blessed, and your experiences at the table be ones to remember forever.
Bye-bye.